Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Samach Aleph, Menachos 61. And on our Daf Yomi, we have a Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us that with respect to the earlier Mishnah had said which sacrifices, which offerings require both Tenufa and Hagasha. They require first to bring close to the altar, and then after the animal was, or the offering was brought close to the altar, then what was required was a waving of the offering. So now our Mishnah says, Elu to unos tenufa ve'en to unos hagasha, that these offerings require waving, but they don't first require a bringing close to the altar, the hagasha. And what are these things? Log shemen shel metzora va'ashamo. The first thing that our Mishnah lists is the log of oil, that this was an amount of oil of a metzora, of a person who was called a leper, which was brought with his asham offering, which is his type of offering that the Metzora was supposed to bring in order to take from that oil and placed it on his right ear and his right thumb and his right big toe. And so this requires a waving first. And also following that, v'habikurim k'divrei Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. And the bikurim, according to the position of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, who requires that the first fruits require a waving, v'emure shalmei yachid. And also the parts of a individual's karban shlamim, the emurim, the parts of an individual's karban shlamim, v'chazav v'shok shalahen, and also the breast and the thigh of this karban shlamim of an individual, the shlamim offering of an individual. And then this section of the Mishnah concludes, echad anashim v'echad nashim b'Yisrael v'lo b'achir, whether it is men or women in Israel and not other people, meaning to say whether it is a sacrifice brought by men or a sacrifice brought by women, they require the waving. But as our Gemara is going to clarify, and I'm amazed, the actual waving itself is only kosher if it's done by a Yisrael, by a Jewish man, and not by an idolater or by a woman. And so therefore, with respect to the offering of a woman, the Kohen is supposed to do the waving. And our Gemara on Amma Beis derives this from the following principle. So it says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, B'nei Yisrael, that we have a verse which states in the Torah, V'lakacha Kohen atena miyadecha v'inicho lifnei mizbach Hashem elokecha. That's with respect to the Bikurim. And then with respect to the verse as it relates to the Tenufa of the Mincha, it states, B'nei Yisrael, in Leviticus chapter 7, verse 29, says, the children of Israel. From the fact that it says the children of Israel, we see that B'nei Yisrael are the ones who are Menifin. They are the ones who wave something. Ve'ena ovde kochavim Menifin. But the idolaters do not wave. B'nei Yisrael Menifin, ve'en hanashim Menifos. The B'nei Yisrael are the ones who wave, but the women are the ones who do not wave. And so we see from here that the women, from the verse that it says, B'nai Yisrael, our Gemara is saying that this comes to exclude women from being involved in the waving of the Mincha, that the women are the ones who are not able to do the Tenufa, and this was something that was reserved for men. So this idea is learned out from the Pasuk of B'nai Yisrael. Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch, with respect to the mitzvah of tzitzis, which says, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'asu ahem tzitzis, speak to the children of Israel and make tzitzis. So if we're going to adopt the same concept that the words b'nei Yisrael, the children of Israel, comes to exclude women, then we have a question, because the Shulchan Aruch and Or HaChaim Siman Yun Dalet Sif Aleph writes that a tzitzis that were made by a non-Jew art pesua are disqualified, because it says, Daber b'nei Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel, and that excludes people who are not Jewish. But says the Shulchan Aruch, Ha'isha kishera la'asosan. The Shulchan Aruch says a woman is kosher to make the tzitzis. Even though we say with respect the Shulchan Aruch rules, like Rabbi Shimon, or not like the Chachamim, the Shulchan Aruch rules that women are exempt from tzitzis. And we see from by tefillin and by writing a Sefer Torah that this is an area where we say ukashartem, ukasaftem, that only those who are obligated in the binding of the tefillin are allowed to be making the writing of the tefillin. And so therefore women are exempt from writing a Torah and writing the tefillin. Both respect to tzitzis, the Shulchan Aruch says specifically that women are kishera to make the tzitzis, because he says that the B'nai Yisrael only comes to exclude the the non-Jewish people from making tzitzis, but not women from making tzitzis. And the Ramah writes that there are some who are strict and require men to do the tzitzis. And the Ramah says that l'chatchili, ideally, only the men should make the tzitzis. So the Magen Avram challenges, and he says, why does the Shulchan Aruch allow the women to make tzitzis? We learn that from our Gemara, B'nai Yisrael, and that should come to include women also from being excluded. So why does the Shulchan Aruch only exclude non-Jewish people and not women? And indeed, the Hagos by Manius also quotes the name of the Marami Rutenberg, that he prohibits women from making the tzitzis because it says B'nai Yisrael. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that this is the reason why some are strict, that this is the reason that the Ramah brought in the name of the Machmirim. And Rabbeinu Tam gives another reason. However, we see specifically that the Shulchan Aruch allows the women to make tefillin. Not to fill in, the Shulchan Aruch allows the women to make tzitzis, and so therefore it's not clear why the Shulchan Aruch is not applying the B'nai Yisrael in this fashion to exclude women, but that is specifically his ruling, that women are capable of making tzitzis. And the Chasam Sofer writes in Shusham Chasam Sofer Yoredeya Simen Samach Tes, that he writes that everything depends upon the topic, and there's not really a general principle, and sometimes when it speaks to all of the children of Israel, that includes men and women, as Rabbi Kivas Eger says, that he quotes the Gemara from Kedushin Laman Hey, that B'kol Torah Kula, when it writes B'nai Yisrael, we don't exclude B'nai Yisrael. So we have to have a specific reasoning to exclude the B'nai Yisrael. And so therefore, since there's no specific reason to exclude women from making tzitzis, the Shulchan Aruch follows the Gemara in Kedushin and says that the women can make tzitzis. And so therefore, according to Shulchan Aruch, women are allowed to make tzitzis.